This is Tom Roy with the WGXC News for Tuesday, November 15th, 2011. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local Twitter feeds, blogs, magazines, newspapers, and other publications at newsroom.wgxc.org. Jimmy Vilkind in Capital Confidential reports that New York State's budget deficit grew $350 million to around $3.5 billion in total. Vilkind says the mid-year financial report missed its deadline, and now Governor Andrew Cuomo is considered bringing state legislators back to Albany early to presumably cut more spending or reintroduce the so-called millionaire's tax. The state report said, quote, weak and unsettled economic conditions around the world, illustrated by the Eurozone financial crisis, volatility in the financial markets, and persistently disappointing data on employment, consumer confidence, and income, have darkened the state's fiscal outlook. The significant positive receipt results early in the fiscal year have been largely eroded as the economy weakened in the summer months. With the prospect of a weak bonus season on Wall Street, even more negative pressure is being placed on the state's receipts outlook. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. Steve Delahoyd of MediaBistro.com reports that performance artist Marina Abramović, who is about to make the city of Hudson home to an international museum of performance art, caused an art world controversy last weekend at the Los Angeles Museum of Contemporary Art. Choreographer Yvonne Rainer criticized LA MoCA's fundraising gala this past Saturday, where Abramović hired performers to stick their heads up through tables to make human head centerpieces, calling it, quote, grotesque spectacle, unquote, that, quote, promises to be truly embarrassing, unquote. Despite the criticism, the event went ahead, as does work inside the Marina Abramović Foundation for Preservation of Performance Art at the corner of Columbia Street and 7th Street in Hudson. You can see that full story in MediaBistro.com. WGXC volunteer Elaine Fernandez on her blog WeThePeople.com, that's WiThePeople.com, speaks with Justin Palmer of Tannersville and Rebecca Zindel at Columbia Green Community College in the city of Hudson, where the local Department of Labor's One-Stop Career Center is located. Palmer was there in response to an unemployment mandate. Zindel is a student. Palmer lost his job about 2 months ago and receives unemployment insurance benefits. He is a 33-year-old and says has never had a problem finding work until now. Zindel talks about her financial aid loans and her financial situation and that of her brothers, too. And that story is at WeThePeople.com. We'll play the audio now. And Elaine Fernandez has, at 3 p.m., an interview with Peter Pearson from the Acres Food Co-op today on WGXC at 3 p.m., a show called What's Going On, an interview with Peter Pearson from the Acres Food Co-op. But here's an interview she did with Justin Palmer, the unemployed man from Tannersville, and Rebecca Zindel, the student at Columbia Green Community College.
So it was pretty much turns out that this was a waste of time. I mean, when they send you a letter saying that it's mandatory, if you do not come to this unemployment, whatever they call it, that they're going to take away your benefits. So I drove 40 minutes to get here to fill out paperwork for 20 minutes and then talk to a lady about something that really didn't help me out at all for 10 minutes, and then her tell me that she'd like to help me, but she really can't do anything for me and send me home. Kind of disappointing. It's a little frustrating. I came here from Tannersville. I drove 40 minutes to get here, and it's pretty much a waste of anybody's time. They really shouldn't make it mandatory, or you will lose your unemployment benefits to come here and do something like this if they're not really going to do much except give you a computer to use, which I already have one at home. I didn't have to drive here to use one to find a job. So 33 years old, never had a problem finding a job. Always found one myself. I've only been on unemployment for the first time in my life for the past 2 months, and this is mandatory for me to come here and waste my time. It's not worth it. They're wasting a lot of money doing this, I can tell you that, and other people's money and gas money and everything else to come here and try and do something like this, or they can just send it to them. I mean, most people have computers these days. Send them the information that the three pieces of paper I had to come here and get could have been emailed to me at my home. I didn't have to waste the time or gas to come here and get them.
Hi, my name is Becca. I live in Greene County. I go to Columbia Greene Community College. I'm majoring in accounting and business administration. I'm worried about getting a job after I graduate. I'm worried a little bit because the economy is not doing so great right now. But I also feel that people, when they leave college, they expect to get into exactly what they want to do right away, which is kind of high hopes because you kind of always have to start at the bottom. I started at First Niagara Bank as a teller so that because it's a very good company, you can grow a lot in that company. So I started now, starting at the bottom, so that hopefully I can get into the accounting department when I graduate, or I can get an internship there while I'm in school so that I can kind of prepare myself for a job. I plan to transfer to either SUNY Albany or SUNY New Paltz, whichever one accepts me. They both have very good programs with masters and to get my CPA. Without the CPA, you make a lot less money. So I'm hoping with the CPA, it'll give me a level up from the people who don't have one. I am getting a lot of financial aid because I have a child. So it makes it a little bit, it's easier and it's harder. But with my 4-year, I'm most likely going to have to take out more student loans, which is going to stink. But what am I going to do? I'm worried about paying them back. I know that's probably going to take a while. I know my brother, who has graduated, has a lot of student loans he has to pay back. And they're very high payments. And that's going to be most of your salary once you do start working. So it's very hard for him. Luckily, he has all of his loans put together, into one payment. But it's like a big dent in what he has to spend and budget every month because they're so expensive. He is actually currently unemployed and trying to get his loans deferred because he just moved to the city to try and get better job opportunities with his degree, and it's not happening.
Today is Tuesday, November 15th, 2011. I'm Tom Rowe. The National Weather Service says there is a 30% chance of showers, mainly before 9 a.m. on Tuesday, then mostly cloudy with a high near 63. Tuesday night, there's a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 1 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 44. The rest of the week's forecast includes Wednesday, a 50% chance of showers with a high near 55, Thursday, a 20% chance of rain and or snow showers before 10 a.m., with a high near 44, and Friday, sunny with a high near 47. Town meetings today in Athens, there's John Farrell talks about the impact of Hurricane Irene on Greene County. He's the Greene County Emergency Service Director, John Farrell. That's at 11 a.m. at the Rivertown Senior Center in Athens. Columbia County's Health and Medical Services Committee meets at 4 p.m. at 401 State Street in Hudson. The Durham Town Board meets at 7:30 p.m. at Town Building in East Durham. In Hillsdale, there's a preliminary town budget meeting tonight at 7:30 p.m. at Town Hall on Main Street. Hudson, 5 p.m., the Finance Committee meets. At 7 p.m., there's a regular Common Council meeting at City Hall, 520 Warren Street. Hunter, there's a town board meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Lexington, the town board meets at 7 p.m., and Taconic, the planning board workshop meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall on Route 82 in West Taconic. Columbia County gas prices, the Register Star surveys Columbia County gas prices, and the local newspaper says that cheapest in Columbia County is the Gulf in Valencia at $3.51 a gallon, and the Extra Fuels in Valencia comes in second at $3.52. In Hudson, there are several stores with low gas prices. The Mobil in Hudson is at $3.53 a gallon. There are two Hess locations that are also at $3.53 a gallon. And the Sunoco in Hudson is at $3.54 a gallon. Sunrise today is at 6:42 a.m. and sets at 4:39 p.m. Moonrise is at 8:45, and the last night's moon sets at 10:41 a.m. Birthdays for November 15th include Supreme Court Justice Felix Frankfurter, artist Georgia O'Keeffe, actor and activist Ed Asner, J.G. Ballard, Clyde McFatter, the singer, and Old Dirty Bastard. And again, at 3 p.m., what's going on with Elaine Fernandez? She talks to Peter Pearson about the proposed Acres Food Co-op in Hudson on WGXC 90.7 FM, your community station.